Archie, still stinging from Veronica being shipped out of Riverdale by her father, thinks a direct no will mean he's not the world's nicest guy. It's a mess. Just say what you mean, I tell him. Often. See, people desire things. They expect things. They scheme for things. They try to wriggle out of things. But not me. All I desire is a burger. And if I have something to say, I say it. But Archie wants me to be more like him. Of course.
Jughead and Archie leave the phone store and walk side by side into the mall atrium.
Did you pick out a phone?
Did you tell Madison you're not interested?
I will.
When?
At dinner. At her house. With her parents.
Your first date as a single man once more. Swing by after. I'm dying to hear, he said sarcastically.
6 hours later. Jughead opens his front door to find a miserable-looking Archie on his front porch. His clothes and hair are patched with sticky black tar.
So, how'd things go with the pavement, King?
They head downstairs to the basement laundry room where Archie ducks his head under the utility sink faucet, trying to scrub out the tar, while Jughead tosses Archie's soiled clothes into the washing machine.
This will either prove to be a wash day miracle or gum the machine up with tar forever. As a teenager, I obviously don't know or care.
The pavement king got pretty mad. He said I was leading his daughter on.
Were you?
I'm not ready to see other girls yet. I should have just said so. You were right about that. And about a lot of other stuff. You always have been, Jug.
What other stuff?
Archie shuts off the faucet and inspects himself in a mirror.
Ugh, I'll never get this tar out of my hair. It's sticking up everywhere.
What other stuff?
He puts on a t-shirt that Juggy lent him.
About not worrying. About being easy on yourself. About relaxing into life and not sweating stuff. About not craving what you're told to crave. Approval. Success. Respect.
Jughead's eyes grow wide as he notices Archie's t-shirt has a giant S emblazoned on it. What's more, Archie's eyes are heavy-lidded, and his half-red, half-tar hair sticks up in spikes, much like Jug's signature-crowned beanie.
It's all too much hassle.
Juggy is horrified.
Oh, God.